Recording with a family in mind, 3, 2, 1. Chapter 3, Saving Your Assets. An excerpt from my book, Mind Over Money Matters, It's Your Money, So Take It Personally. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. People are willing to talk about sex before they're willing to talk about money. If you ask a person how much money they make a year, they look at you like you've morphed into an alien creature. If it's not polite to ask such a question in mixed company, what about within a family unit? The most important step in attaining financial independence is having the willingness to speak openly about money, what money means to you and your family specifically. In many families, don't even think about discussing money. The subject is forbidden, often with cultural overlays and disciplines that make adopting a more current approach to money-savvy conversations difficult. It's a fact. When money is not discussed in families, it leads to systemic problems. This is one dilemma all generations have in common. The recession has lessened the implied moratorium on discussing money, but only slightly. We need to urgently open the lines of communication, which often can be accomplished by injecting a little tongue-in-cheek humor. For example, Saving Your Assets is a title that was borrowed in part from one of my show segments on CNN called Smart Assets. Well, the name alone served to break the ice. It brought a smile to many faces. It was intended that way so that some of the nervousness could be alleviated, allowing viewers to be more open to discuss and listen to personal money information. It is my belief that regardless of circumstance, everyone is entitled to their own money, whether it is earned, gifted, or inherited. If it is your money, then take it personally. How you manage your assets says a lot about who you are. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.